Welcome. Welcome. Again, this is Jennifer Richmond, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and it's our very first time together in 2018, at least the online study. The Bible study has started at church. We had our first get-together last night, and I'll be heading off in just a few minutes to our Tuesday morning group, but I'm glad that you're with me online. This is going to be a short get-together, and I'll explain a lot about what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks in just a minute, but let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the time that we'll have in your word this morning. Thank you for these great folks who come and join us on the online study. Just bless our time right now together in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So let me jump over here. Well, I'll leave it on the screen here. But if you came to the Bible study last night, you already know that we are putting a pause on moving forward in Hebrew. So let me back up a little bit and remind everybody, especially those of you who this is your first time joining us, but we have been going through the book of Hebrews since the beginning of September 2017, and over the Christmas break, or actually all the way up till Christmas, we went through Hebrews chapter 7, wrapped that up right before Christmas, and we've been on about a 2.5 week break since then. So you would think we'd get together today and we're on Hebrews chapter 8, but guess what? We're not. And over the holidays, as I began to do my studying and prepping for Hebrews chapter 8, I really had a strong sense that we needed to take a pause and just kind of hold back a little bit for a couple of reasons. One is that I think there's a lot of folks who have good intentions of moving forward in the study and getting the study done each week and then get behind and just feel like they can never get caught up as a result. So one of the reasons why we're pausing is because I want everyone to have a chance to feel caught up and at least get chapter 7 done. So if you're just now joining us for this Bible study, it's your New Year's resolution to have more time in God's Word. Good for you. That's a great resolution. That's the best resolution, to spend time with the Lord, to improve your spiritual life, to reconnect with God and dive into God's Word. And so this is your very first time. We normally would be jumping right into a new study and doing chapter and a verse at a time. But today I'm just going to give you an introduction to what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks. And then those of you who've been with us all along, like I said, you probably were anticipating us starting in Hebrews chapter 8 today, but we're actually going to just take a pause and talk about the value of being in God's Word and just give a moment to encourage you to continue to do that. So good for you for being here, and looking forward to connecting with you more over the next couple of weeks on God's Word and what we're going to be doing, which is focusing on God's Word. So let me move over to where's my screen? there we go. Bible Gateway. Get rid of that. Okay. Hi. This is the Bible Gateway website, and my computer is not letting me. Hold on. Let me move my little face up out of here. There we go. Hi. Okay. If you go to BibleGateway.com, up here in the top corner, you'll see the Bible tab, and you'll see where it says Reading Plans. Click on that. And Bible Gateway has provided lots of ways for you to move through God's Word in a regular way each day. Some of you like to read an Old Testament passage and a New Testament passage, a psalm and a proverb every day. I'll show you that one. Hold on. I just cannot get enough water in the morning. My mouth gets so dry. But look at all these reading plans. And what we want to do is we're going to take a pause from our moving through Hebrews. Instead of moving on into Hebrews chapter 8, we're going to spend the first 2 weeks of the year, the Bible study year. we're going to spend these first 2 weeks just reconnecting with the Word. And then those of you also who either hadn't started the Hebrew study at all and want to, you know, get immersed into that, you'll have time to do chapter 7 now, because the chapter 7 study is already up online, and you can download that study. You can swing by church and just pick up a hard copy of it as well. And then you can also, I've completed the lessons for you on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, or you can go to our Facebook page at LMCC Women on Facebook. And you can just listen along and do Hebrews chapter 7 with me. You could also go back and do the intro, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. What I want you to do is in the next 2 weeks, as we get ready to move into chapter 8, which is a short chapter, by the way, so the study will be short as well, But as we move into Hebrews chapter 8, what I want you to do is to feel like you're not on this treadmill of constantly trying to keep up and then falling behind and never feeling like you're ahead. But because I know that can happen, especially when you have a goal to complete a certain amount of scripture in a certain time. And so rather than keeping us moving on that, we're going to pause. We're going to give time for people to get caught up, to join in on the study. And that way in 2 weeks, we're all on the same page and ready to jump in with chapter 8, having completed for sure chapter 7, if not all of chapters 1 through 7. Because some of you have been with the study for a while and you just need to go back and fill in the gaps and go back to some of those passages and revisit those. Some of you have completed every single day of the lesson and you're already done with all the way through chapter 7. And what I'd like to encourage you to do is go back to chapter 7 in particular and do it again and revisit that. And this time as you're going through it, I'd like you to think about it in the sense of how would you teach this? We've been going through Bible study together for quite a while now, and I've been encouraging several of you to go ahead and think about moving forward and not just being a student of the word, but now being a teacher of the word. And you're ready for that, right? You're ready to now turn and start teaching others. And I want you to feel equipped to do that. And a great way to do that is to go back to a chapter you've already studied and study it again, but this time with the mindset of digging a little bit deeper, understanding it better, and how you would present it yourself if you would to teach somebody else. We'll talk a little bit more about that in our Bible study time. You can listen to the study that we did last night. It's on the Dwelling Richly podcast, and I'm going to be doing it live, of course, this morning again for our Tuesday group. So hopefully some of you will be joining me there live this morning. All right. The other thing is you can do, what I'd like to encourage you to do is just read the Bible. This is not a time to study. This is just a time to bring God's word into your heart, into your mind, by just simply reading it. And a great way to do that is to adopt some kind of a reading plan. Otherwise, we end up like opening the Bible and going, I don't know, what should I read today? And, just hoping a verse will come out. And while there's obviously great verses that'll come out when you do that, that gets old pretty quick. You can't do that every single day. You can do that every now and then in desperation. I've done that in a moment of need and in prayer, and God's supernaturally led me to important verses in that way, but that's not how we're going to approach the word every day. So what we want to do is maybe come up with a plan of approaching the word daily, and Bible Gateway provides some great ideas for that. So take a look at this. On the Bible Gateway website, you can go and read the Old Testament and New Testament each day. The one that I like is the Chronological Bible. The Chronological Bible takes the Bible and puts the events as they happened in order. So today, if you started on January 1st, we're in the book of Job, because Job happened right at the very beginning and predates, most people believe, the patriarchs and all that. Anyway, what's exciting is when you get over to the period of time with the kings, we see Psalms interwoven with the history of the kings, and even some of them are back with the patriarchs and with Moses. Not the patriarch, but beginning with Moses. He wrote the oldest psalm in the Bible. Psalm 90. Anyway, then when we get to the New Testament, the Gospels are layered in together because those events happened from four different people's perspective, but they all happened during the same time period. So they're woven together. And then when we get to the book of Acts, Acts is integrated with the epistles. So you see when they were traveling and doing the history of the church, and then also the letters that were written during that time. It really helps you to put the Bible into perspective. So the Chronological Bible is probably my favorite one when I'm reading the Bible throughout the year. A Bible that I enjoy, another plan that I really enjoy, is called the Daily Audio Bible. And what Bible Gateway has done is they've partnered with a man named Brian Harden, who started the Daily Audio Bible back in 2007, feeling called by God to just read the Bible through in a year and to podcast that. So back in 2007, starting with about, 100 listeners, he's grown to 2 million plus listeners who join in on this Daily Audio Bible. And I feel blessed that I happened to discover his podcast way back at the beginning. So I've been with Brian and the community of people listening to the Word of God daily since way back then when I got my very first smartphone and downloaded the app. So here's the Daily Audio Bible. And that plan is great because it gives you an Old Testament and a New Testament. You can see on the screen here, Genesis 20, Matthew 7, and then a Psalm and a Proverb, Psalm 9 and Psalm Proverb 2 for today. And then what also is unique about this plan is each week the plan is read from a different version of the Bible. So this week we have the Christian Standard Version, Standard Bible, CSB. Maybe next week will be the New International, and maybe the week after that will be the English Standard Version. Maybe the week after that will be the New Living Translation, and so on. And so you get the Bible read from all these different versions, and it gives you that exposure to what the different versions are like. So I really like this plan. This is the plan that I just listened to. So I get the app on my phone. You can go to Daily Audio Bible, the website that I'm showing here on the screen. But the best way to do it really is to get the app on your phone. Go to your app store on iPhone or the Google store, Google Play, and just download the app. It's free. And there you go. You just listen to it right there on your phone. All right. So those are some Bible reading plans, and I would encourage you to choose one of those and set aside the time to do that. Now, let me switch over here to our lesson. Okay, so in our study last night, I introduced you to, here's our study from last night. You can see that. Okay, I'm going to scroll up through here. There's your note page from our study and this morning's as well. But I introduce you to the Bible reading plan. So in the packet that I hand out at this week's Bible study is your Bible reading plan ideas. And one of them is the plan that several in our church will be doing. And this is called the Own It 365 One Story Plan. And this is another plan available if you go to ownit365.com. And the focus of this Bible reading plan is they've taken the Bible and they've actually run the thread of story from beginning to end of the Bible. And so it's going to skip over some of the laws and some of the genealogies and things like that. It's going to really just focus on the story of the Bible. And so my preference is for those of you who are first timers is to read through the Bible, get the whole thing so you understand the whole thing. But for those of you who've read through the Bible and have done that plan at one point, really would encourage you to give this plan a try because you'll get the thread of the stories throughout that plan. And go to ownit365.com, go to the YouVersion app on your phone, and you can get that plan there as well. Here's the chronological Bible. You can go to their website, oneyearbibleonline.com, and that's done by Tyndale House, and they've printed the New Living Translation of the Bible. And they actually have a Bible that's already bound and ready to go for you like this, and it has every page, it has all the readings scheduled for you right there in the Bible, or you can just get a bookmark like this and use it in your own. And the next page is the Daily Audio Bible that I mentioned earlier. And then here is a sample daily Bible study reading plan. Let me get that a little bit larger on the screen so you can see that better. All right, so this daily Bible and prayer plan, what I want to encourage us to do is to get into the Word and make that part of a plan that you expect yourself to do every day. In the same way that in the morning you get up and you brush your teeth, that's just something you expect yourself to do, or you in the morning you get up and you put on clothing, wash your hair, take a shower, all that good stuff, right? These are things that you just do. In the nighttime, you have your nighttime routine, get yourself settled in for the evening, right? What I want us to do is start incorporating the study and or even just the reading of God's Word as part of what we do. This is just what we do. It takes, they say, 14 to 21 days to create a habit. And for those of us who are a little thicker, maybe 28 days. But if you set aside that time and commit to it for 14 to 28 days minimum, then you will see that you've developed this habit of being in the Word. And now that we're off of the Christmas break, if we have our regular schedules back, I think it's a lot easier as well. So here's a suggested plan for you. And depending on your work schedule, some of you have a 9-to-5 job. You need to get up in the morning and get going a little earlier. And so it's better for you in the afternoon. Some of you might have a great time in the middle of the day to do this. But here's a suggested plan. And I've written it out by the day of the week, Sunday through Saturday. So beginning on Sunday morning, open up that day, maybe while you're still in bed, and just reach over to your nightstand, grab your Bible, and read a psalm or read a proverb, and then move up and pray for your family. You can see on the prayer schedule for that day, and maybe do a morning devotional. Maybe do the Our Daily Bread devotional, which comes for free to your church. And then this is a devotional that I am recommending also. It's called Flourish. I'll hold it up so you can see it. See the title, Flourish. All right. And this is a devotional I recommend because it's got sound teaching in it. And it's also got these really beautiful pages of art, as well as pages that you can color like that. Okay? Beautiful. And it's written by Margaret Feinberg. That's F-E-I-N, Feinberg. All right? And you can follow her on Instagram as well. So this is called Flourish. It's a live loved, lived live loved, lived fearless, and live free. Great devotional. So pick a devotional. That's a great one I recommend. And Our Daily Bread is a simple one as well. And Sundays is a great day to just read a psalm or a proverb in the morning. And in the evening, do the reading from your Bible plan. Then Mondays through Fridays in the morning, why not join us for our time in the Word together? If 7 a.m. isn't a good time slot for you, you need an earlier one, just be one day off and go listen to the archived one at 6 a.m. So I'll do it at 7 a.m. today, and then tomorrow morning, you can see that one recorded online and available to you on YouTube and listen to it at 6 a.m. or 5:30 or 5 or 4. Some of you have to get up really early. 4 would be crazy for me. And then, so that's your morning time. Be with us in the Word in the mornings, either live here or listen to it later. And then in the evening, read or listen to your Bible plan. Now, I actually, the way my morning works is I get up and I do this with you girls, guys too. Some of you guys are with us. And then when I leave here and shut everything down and actually go to get ready for the day, I listen to the daily audio Bible while I'm getting ready. So I'll go make a cup of coffee. I'll go finish doing my face and my makeup and all that stuff. Get ready for the day. I listen to the daily audio Bible. So that's actually in my morning plan. And then my evening plan is to read through the chronological Bible again this year. And then our prayer, I've listed just some suggestions of how to rotate your prayer schedule in terms of focus. You're always going to have needs for friends and family, loved ones that you want to be lifting up to the Father. But here's some ideas. On Mondays to pray for friends, on Tuesdays to your church leaders. Pick Tuesdays for church leaders, by the way, because our church leaders, our pastoral staff, meets together on Tuesdays for our staff meeting. So why not pray for us? We're going to be meeting on Tuesdays anyway. Then Wednesdays, community. Thursdays, missionaries. Fridays, our government. And on Sundays, why not pray for your pastors, right? And then do your, or Saturdays, and then why not do your devotional as well? Here's some simple tips for you to keep in mind as you're doing your studying. And I've set them up into three groups. Set up a spot, set up a time, and set up a partner. These are just simple tips to help you be successful. I promise if you do them, it's going to reduce your stress and increase the likelihood of you maintaining this goal. And I know a lot of you have opened up 2018 and said, this is the year I'm going to actually really be in the Word every day. Our church has set that as a goal. And of course, we emphasize that here with the Bible study. And maybe you've already decided that before you even knew that we were going to be talking about that today. You already decided that was your goal. And I promise you, you will be way more successful if you create a space for you to come every day. So you see my space here. It's almost always set up just like I have it right now. So this is a great spot for me to know that I can come and I don't have to drag all my supplies and figure out where everything is. I have my Bible, and I recommend for studying, like I've said before, the English Standard Bible or the New International, excuse me, hiccups going on, the English Standard or New International Bible. And then for devotional reading, I like the New Living Translation. Actually, that's the translation that my chronological Bible is in, this one from Tyndale House, New Living Translation. Why the difference? The English Standard Version is more of a word-for-word. Literal translation, I really appreciate that one. And it's a little more readable to me than the New American Standard, although I grew up with the New American Standard. When I compare the difference, I realize, wow, the ESV took the word-for-word idea from the NASB, the New American, but made it a little more, it flows better in terms of the way English reads. The New International Version is a good version. I've shared some concerns that I have with how they translate a few passages. Not terrible. It's a great readable Bible, but it's more of a thought for thought. But both of those would be good for Bible study. Devotional reading, I like the New Living because it relaxes the language and gives us the sense of the wording without turning it into a complete paraphrase, which is what the Message does. Keep your Message Bible or paraphrase Bibles like the J.B. Phillips, which is my personal favorite paraphrase. That's available only in the New Testament, but J.B. Phillips is great. Take those and use those to really bring it home to modern American speech patterns, basically. Just a lot more readable that way. All right, have a journal ready. Have something to write or highlight with. You've heard me recommend the Pentel 8 before, and this is that 8 color. Do I have it handy? No, it's in my bag. But it's just that 8 color mechanical colored pencil that helps you highlight. And then I write in the margins of my Bible because my personal Bible has very wide, full 1-inch margins all the way around. And I do not use a study Bible when I'm doing my Bible study. I only use just the Bible. Doing devotionals and things, I'll use my study Bible because I like having a little extra information there. Set up a time every day that you protect. The simplest way I can explain this is in the same way that you make an appointment with your hairstylist and your hairstylist has set hours, you don't call your hairstylist and say, hey, I'm coming over right now. Well, maybe you do. I actually have a gal that I can do that with. But for the most part, hairstylists say, no, these are my set hours. This is when I'm going to do my work. And then same thing with your schedule. You have your set schedule. You know exactly when you go to work. You know, when you have plans with your husband, plans with a friend, plans with the kids and all that, right? So you keep to that plan. Why? Because people count on you and you count on yourself and you want to keep your job. Well, I want you to think about the same approach when you do your Bible study. Commit to it and set a time and make that a protected time so that if people call you and say, hey, can we get together on such and such a day, at such and such a time, whatever, if it interferes with the time that you've set aside for Bible study, just say, oh no, I already have plans at that time. That's it. I have an appointment already at that time. I can't get together. You don't have to go into a big discussion about it and tell everybody what it is. You could if you want to, but the point is protect your time and commit that to yourself. That's a part of you being faithful to yourself and not just letting everybody come into your life. This is a part of setting up boundaries for yourself, being true to what your goals and visions are, and not letting things come in and creep and steal away that time because you know that's exactly what ends up happening. So make an appointment with yourself. That's a huge priority. Value yourself. Value your time. Don't let anything interrupt that. If something comes up that has to take that place, like you have to leave earlier for a trip, those are the obvious exceptions to that. But by and large, you're protecting that time and you're valuing that time. And then third is set up a partner. This is someone that can join you on your journey. Find someone that you love to engage with and wants to partner with you as well. This would be someone to call for inspiration and ideas and encouragement and even getting together and talking about what you've been reading. They may be in a totally different Bible study on a totally different reading plan, or they might be doing the exact same thing with you. But whatever it is, I would encourage you to get together and make those three things happen for you in terms of committing to getting through the Bible and getting the Word into your life this year. All right, that's it for our study today. It's really an introduction to our concept for the week. And we'll get back together tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And I'll just do a brief intro because I want us to just come together real quick, talk about the Word, and then I want you to have your time alone in the Word for study. So for the next 2 weeks, our emphasis is going to be on personal study time and developing that habit. And if you can join us here at 7 a.m. live, that's awesome. If you need to watch us later or listen later, that's fine as well. But whatever you do, would you leave a message and say hi? Let me know that you're listening, something that you learned, something that you're appreciating, a question that you might have, and just a thumbs up or whatever. Just let me know that you're listening and out there. It's funny how many people tell me, oh, I've been watching your videos. Like, I never even knew you were on there. Because you just watch it and don't leave a message. So leave a message. Let me know that you're here. I'd love to hear from you. All right. I'll be at Bible study in just 2 shakes of lamb's tail in a little bit and live for everybody. But for right now, I'll sign off and have a great day. God bless you. I'm glad that you were able to be here with us today. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning back here at the same bat time, same bat channel, as they say, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And anyway, God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Make sure you sign in and say hi, because that is another great way that I can pray for you by name. Until we meet again, remember that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.